नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे. What follows is the Sri Gauranga Lila Smadana Mangala Stotra, verses for the auspicious remembrance of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya by Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Translations by Dravida Das. Rahu Grasti Jadashashadade Bhalguni Puni Mayam Gaudi Shaki Manushatimati Saptavarshadikeya Mayapuryam Samajanichachi Garbh Sindhopadoshe Tamchichakti Pakatitatanum Mishasunum Smarami. It was in the town of Mayapur, Bengal, just after the sunset, on the evening of February 18, 1486, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as the son of Jagannath Mishra from the ocean of the womb of Srimati Shachi Devi. I meditate upon that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who manifested his form from his spiritual potency. Vishambara prabhadi jujagara chanda nimbesh namanichayak kramatoma buhuva yasyahya khanda mukatopama gora rashti gauram smarami satatam kale pavanam tam. Bengal is the very crown upon the pious land of India, and as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grew up there, he was known by various names: Vishambar, Hari, Dvija, Gaurachandra, Nimai and Isha. I constantly meditate upon that Lord Gauranga who purifies this Kali age. Angi kovan nijasukha kadim radhika bhavakantim mishravasi sulalita vapur gauravarno hariya palli strinam sukumabhadadat keleyamasabali vandeham tam kanaka vapusham prangane ringamanam. The Supreme Lord Krishna took on the luster of Srimati Radharani's ecstatic love for him, a love that delights him unlimitedly. Thus Krishna appeared in a beautiful, charming form that bore the brilliant complexion of molten gold. He delighted the ladies of his neighborhood as he played like a small child, crawling about the courtyard of his father's house. I offer my respectful prostrations before that golden form of Lord Hari. Sarpakritim svanganam yanantam kritvasanam yastadasopavishtam Tatyajitam chadmajananurodhad vishambaram tam panamami nityam. One day Lord Ananta took on the form of a snake and entered Jagannath Mishra's courtyard. Lord Chaitanya began to play with him, but when his relatives became extremely upset at this and appealed to him to stop, he left the snake alone. Again and again I offer my humble prostrations before that Lord Vishrambar. Malye shinvan vadahadamati krandanadyo navrittas tasmat strinam sakala vishaye namaganam dadasit matre gyanam vishidamavadan mittika bhakshaneyo vande goram kalimalahadam namaganashayantam. When Nimai would cry, the ladies would say to him, "Chant the holy name of Hari," and he would at once stop crying. Thus those village ladies would continually sing the Lord's holy names. One day, after he had eaten some clay, he spoke impersonal Mayavad philosophy to his mother. "I bow down to that Lord Gaur Sundar, who is the universal shelter of the chanting of the holy names, and who thus wipes away the impurities of this Kali age." Bhagandando jidganasgrihe chapalam yo vitanvan vidnyarambhi shishupadivrito janavi snanakali vari chepai jidkulapatin chalayamasa sarvang tangorangam padamachapadam kautukisham smarami. At the start of his boyhood, Lord Gauranga would play childish pranks in Brahmins' homes. On his first day at school, he went with his companions to the Ganges when all the Brahmins were bathing and splashed water on the chief Brahmins, annoying them and making them flee. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, the supreme prankster and the king of all playful boys. Tirtam rami jidukulamane bakshayan pokvamannam paschatam yo vipalakapaya gapaya masa tatvam skandharoha chalabhudaya mohaya masa choro vandi hum tum sujina sukadam dam dadam durjananam. One day the jewel of all the Brahmins came to Lord Chaitanya's house on his travels to the holy places. And when this Brahmin cooked rice to offer to his deity, little Nimai ate it. Another time, when the Lord was carried away on the shoulders of two thieves, he bewildered them with his potency of illusion. I bow down with great respect to that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who pleases the saintly devotees and chastises the impious non-devotees. Aruha prishtam shiva bhakta bhiksho sankirtya rudrasya gunanuvadam re me mahanandamayoya ishastam bhakta bhaktam panamami goram. Lord Chaitanya became overwhelmed with bliss when he climbed onto the back of a mendicant worshipper of Lord Shiva and glorified Shiva's transcendental attributes. I bow down with great respect to that Lord Gauranga, the Supreme Lord himself, and a devotee of his devotees. Lakshmi Devya pranaya vihitam mishtamannam grihitva tasyai pradad vadamati shubham chitta santoshanam ya masyas chinnay nijapadijanam toshayamasa yascha tam gorangam padanarasikam chitta choram smarami. One day Lord Gauranga played hooky and went to meet a young girl who was none other than Lakshmi Devi herself. She lovingly offered him some sweets, which he lovingly accepted, and then he bestowed upon her a very auspicious benediction, which delighted her at heart. To prove to his parents that he had really gone to school, Lord Chaitanya covered his hands with ink marks. I meditate on that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the foremost enjoyer of transcendental mellows and the enchanter of my mind. Uttishta bandhi shubhasanvarango matre de dogyan manuttamanga advaita viti patikairupasyam tam gaurachandram pranamami nityam. One day the beautiful limbed Lord Gauranga sat on some shards of old cooking pots, and when his mother reprimanded him for this, he spoke to her incomparable transcendental philosophy. Again and again I offer my most respectful prostrations before that Lord Gaurachandra, the ultimate worshipable object for the impersonalists. Drishtvatu matu kadanam soloshtai stasyai dadhodve sitanadi kele vatsalya bhaktya sahasashishu yastam matra bhaktam pranamami nityam. Young Lord Chaitanya loved his mother with unfathomable affection. And when he saw how she was suffering with a serious disease, he brought her two white coconuts and cured her. Again and again I bowed down with great respect before that Lord Gauranga, who was infinitely devoted to his mother. Sanyasartam katavati kuharagrahe visharupe vishtalapai vyatata janakam toshayama saturnam matu shokam pitati vigate sanpayama sayascha tam gaurangam padamasukadam matra bhaktam smarami. When Vishwarup, Lord Chaitanya's elder brother, left home and entered the renounced order of life, Lord Gauranga pacified his lamenting father with sweet words. When his father passed away shortly thereafter, Lord Chaitanya consoled his grieving mother. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, who was the bestower of supreme happiness and who was supremely devoted to his mother. Lakshmi Devi pranayavidina vallabhacharya kunyam angi kuvan guhyamakambarap bhuvadesham jagamam vidyalapar bahudanamato prapayakshastra vittis tam gaurangam guhyapativadam dharma murtim smarami. Lord Gauranga married the daughter of Vallabhacharya, Srimati Lakshmi Devi, according to the holy Vedic rituals, and then he very devoutly carried out his duties as a householder. He became a professional pundit and earned much money giving learned lectures in East Bengal. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, the most worthy of all husbands, and religion personified. Varanasyam sujana tapanam sangamaya swadesham labdhva lakshmi vidha vashatakshoka taptam vasutim dhatva lapai sukhada vachanai santvayama sayovaitam gaurangam vidati sukhadam shantamutim smarami. After Lord Gauranga ordered his pious devotee Tapan Mishra to go live in Varanasi, the Lord returned home to find his mother mourning the death of Lakshmi Devi. Thus he consoled her by giving her a charming lecture on the mercurial nature of human affairs. I meditate upon that peaceful Lord Gauranga who bestows the happiness of detachment from material affairs. Matur vakyat panihavidado prapi vishnu priyam yo gangatire padikada janaya digjito darpahari Reme vidinvaj janakulamani shinavanvi pachandro vandeham tam sakala vishaye singhamanyapakanam. To satisfy his mother, Lord Chaitanya married Srimati Vishnupriya Devi. Sometime later, while sitting with his many disciples on the banks of the Ganga, the Lord humbled Keshava Kashmiri, who had conquered pundits in the four corners of the subcontinent. Thus Lord Chaitanya, the jewel of all scholars and the lion among learned pundits, enacted his pastimes with great jubilation. I bow down with great respect to that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the moon of Navadvip. Vidnya vilasai navakanda madhye savandi janyo vidadaji jitva smartangs chanaya yikatanta kangsha tam gana rupam pranamami gauram. In Navadvip, Lord Gaurachandra sported as a great scholar and defeated all the learned logicians and tantric philosophers. I bow down with unlimited respect to that Lord Gaurachandra who shone forth with great splendor in these pastimes and who is knowledge personified.
Viprapadodakampitvayobabhuvakatamayam vanashmacharapalam tamsmadami mahaprabhum.
One day the Lord appeared to have some serious disease, so he drank the water that had washed a pure Brahmin's feet and thus became cured. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, the maintainer of the Varnashram system.
Breta chetre jitapadivatak savadeva panam yo mantram lebhe nijigudupadi vakpato yo disharnam godam labnva samati vikriti chadmano vacha tatvam tam gorangam nabadasapadam bhaktamurtim smarami.
One day Lord Gauranga went to Gaya in the company of his many Brahmin students. There he took initiation from Ishwarapuri, hearing from him the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When the Lord went back to Bengal, he revealed his actual identity, proclaiming on the pretext of madness that he was Bhagavan himself. I meditate on that Lord Gauranga, who has assumed the role of a devotee of the Lord, and who is an expert relisher of devotional service.
Bhakya lapai nidavadita dadvaita mukya mahanta prapta yasya rayamatishayam kirtanadhyay murari nityanando dayakatatana yobabhuvesh chesto vande godam anayana sukadam dakshinam sadhujamtham.
All the great devotees headed by Advaita Acharya discussed the truth of bhakti at length, and they took shelter of Lord Gaurasundar, joining with him in chanting the holy names and rendering service to Krishna. Once, when Lord Nityananda had just arrived, Lord Chaitanya revealed the pastimes of Krishna and manifested a six-armed form, a form of Lord Krishna, Lord Ramchandra, and Lord Chaitanya combined. I bow down with great respect to that supremely powerful Lord Gaurasundar who delights the eyes.
यकोललूप जगहोवदनाय मूर्ति गुप्ते कृपां च महतीं सहसा चकार धं व्यास पूजनवधो बल देव भावान्मान्वीकया च न पदं पदमं स्मरामि.
The Lord showered His unlimited mercy upon Nararigupta by manifesting before Him the beautiful form of Lord Varaha. Once, when Lord Nityananda was conducting the Lord's Vyas Puja, Lord Gauranga went into deep ecstasy, took on the mood of Lord Balaram, and began to call out for the Madhvika liquor to be delivered to Him. I meditate upon that Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Advaita chanda vibhuna saganena bhaktya nityam cha krishna manuna padipujite yak shri vasa mandana nadhim padipurna tatvam tam shri naradi mahatam sadanam smarami.
Lord Advaita Chandra, in the company of hosts of his followers, very devotedly and constantly worship Lord Chaitanya, considering him none other than Lord Krishna himself. That Lord Chaitanya, Bhagavan himself, is the refuge of Sridhar and all the other devotees, and the great treasure in Sridhar's house. I meditate upon him continuously.
Sri Vasapalyam Yavanam Vishodhya Chakre Subhaktam Sagunam Pradarshya Vremna Sumato Vishayan Virakto Yastam Prabhum Godabadhum Smarami.
Once, Lord Gauranga showed his transcendental opulences to Shivas Thakur's Mohammedan servant, thus purifying him and making him into a pure devotee of the Lord, free of all material desires and mad with the feeling of pure love of Krishna. I meditate upon that golden moon of Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Master.
Shri Ramo Rupa Jagaho Bishajo Morari Shutan Vastavam Gupade Mudamapa Yovai Chakri Kusanga Dahitam Kapaya Mukundam Tam Sudna Bhakti Dasadar Pavadam Smarami.
When he heard Murari Gupta glorify Lord Ramchandra with beautiful prayers, Lord Chaitanya took on the form of Lord Ram in Murari Gupta's presence. Later, Lord Chaitanya, out of his great mercy, delivered Mukunda from the bad company of the atheists. I meditate upon that Lord Chaitanya, the leading distributor of the nectarous mellows of pure love of God.
Agyapayaccha bhagavan navadutta daso Dhanaya gokalapate nagareshu namnam Savatta jivindachi yeshu paravareshu Yastam smarami purusham kadonavataram.
Lord Chaitanya directed Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, his two avaduta devotees, to spread the holy names of Krishna to all living beings, high and low, in all villages and towns, everywhere. I meditate upon that Lord Gaur Chandra, who is Bhagavan himself, and who has kindly descended to this world.
Yon vaita sadna vichalan sahasagrajena sanyasa dharma rahitam antrajinam surapam Tatvam vishuddhnam avadallalitakipuryam tam shuddhna bhakti nilayam shivadam smarami.
Once, Lord Chaitanya and his elder brother Nityananda Prabhu went to the home of Advaita Acharya, and on the way, in a village named Lalita, they encountered a cheating, bogus sannyasi addicted to drinking wine. The Lord gave him instructions on the true principles of pure spiritual life. I meditate upon that Lord Chaitanya, the repository of pure devotion, and the bestower of all auspiciousness to his sincere devotees.
Yo dvaita vada chitala shita deshi kasya prishtam vitadi yadaho sahasahariya bremnati bhakti patagam chakaratam tam mayaharam suvimalam satatam smarami.
Once Sri Advaita Acharya started preaching the deceptive philosophy of the impersonalists, and out of love and mercy, Lord Gaur Hari beat him on the back and forced him to once again take up the principles of pure devotional service to Krishna. I forever meditate upon that eternal and supremely pure Lord Gaur Hari who eradicates the illusion of impersonalism.
Shri Rupa Dring Bhajana Saga Namagnam Nibhyo Yaschanda Sheka Dagahe Padadosa Dugdham Swam Darshayan Vijayamudnadati Sambhutam Tam Sarva Shakti Vibhavashayanam Smarami.
At the house of his devotee Chandrasekhar, Lord Gauranga appeared in the form of the goddess of fortune Lakshmi
and with his milk fed all the devotees there who were submerged in the sea of pure devotion. Lord Chaitanya showed his transcendental opulences to a devotee named Vijay and rescued him from material life. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, the source of all divine energies and opulences.
Nidra tyagak snapanamashanam godramado vahado grame grame vichidramaho kirtanam chalpanidra yame yame kamaniyamato yasya bhaktar mabhuvus tam gaurangam bhajanasukadam yashtayamam smarami.
In the company of his devotees, Lord Chaitanya went to Godruma and a number of other villages, where he engaged in numerous pastimes, bathed, honored Lord Krishna's prasadam, and unceasingly chanted the Lord's holy names, hardly sleeping. Throughout the whole day, I absorbed my mind in thinking of that Lord Gauranga who bestows the bliss of pure devotion to Krishna.
Yo vai sankirtana patikadai shinivasadi sangai tatratyanam patata jagadananda mukya dvijanam duvrittanam vidya vivadam prema purnam chakara tam gaurangam patata shadanam prema sindhum smarami.
In the company of his Sankirtan party, led by Srivas, Lord Gauranga filled with pure love of Krishna the innermost chambers of the hearts of Jagadananda Pandit and many other sinful and degraded Brahmins throughout Bengal. I meditate continuously on that Lord Gauranga, an ocean of pure love for Krishna and the supreme shelter of the fallen.
Bhava Vishai Nikala Sujanan Shikshayamasa Bhaktim Tesham Doshan Sadhyavidhyo Majayamasa Sakshat Bhakti Vyakyam Sujana Sumato Yo Mukundas Chakara Tangorangam Sujana Kalusha Kshanti Mutim Smarami.
Lord Chaitanya explained the path of bhakti to his faithful devotees and also taught it to them by manifesting ecstatic love of Krishna. Thus he delivered them and cleansed away all their sinful reactions. I meditate deeply upon that Lord Gauranga, who personifies forgiveness of his devotees' shortcomings.
Yo vai sankirtana sukadipum chandakajim vimucha lasyo lasai naganachaye krishna gitam chakara varam varam kalagadahadam shinavadvipadhani tam gorangam natanavivisham dhigabahum smarami.
Lord Chaitanya delivered the Mohammedan magistrate Chankazi, the arch enemy of the all blissful Sankirtan festival. Then Lord Chaitanya chanted Lord Krishna's holy names throughout the towns of Navadvip, creating a blissful dancing festival. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, who has long arms, who is overwhelmed by his ecstatic dancing in Sankirtan, and who cures the disease of the Kali Age.
Ganga daso mudadipapushak shidharak shukla vastra sarve yasya punati nidatak vrema purna babuvu yasyo chishta sana surutika shila narayani cha tam gaurangam patama purusham divya murtim smarami.
Shuklambar Brahmachari, Gangadas, Kolavicha Sridhar, and the doctor Murari Gupta were all deeply devoted to Lord Gauranga and filled with pure love and devotion to Krishna. Srila Narayani Devi was extremely pleased when she was able to honor the remnants of food eaten by Lord Gauranga. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, the Supreme Person, whose form is transcendentally splendid.
Shivasasya paniya vivishastasya suno gataso vaktra tatvam padamashubadam shravayamasa tasmai dandasim yo pishabamatatim dattavanyak paratma vande gauram kuhakadahitam jivanistarakam tam.
Imbued with unfathomable love for his devotee Shivas Thakur, Lord Gauranga brought Shivas's dead son back to life and inspired him to speak the all-auspicious truths of bhakti. Thus the Lord pacified Shivas and his servants. I bow down with great respect to that Lord Gauranga, who is Bhagavan himself, who is free of all duplicity, and who delivers all living entities from material life. गोपी भावात पदम विविशो दंड हस्तक परेशो वादा सक्तान अतिजद मतीम स्थादियामास मूढ़ान तस्मात्ते यत प्रतिबद्धतया वैर भावान्नथं बंधं गौरांगं विमक कदने दिव्य सिंहं स्मरामि.
When Lord Gauranga became overwhelmed with the divine love the gopis felt for Krishna, some foolish smarta brahmins, whose hearts had been dried up and hardened by dry controversy and debate, criticized him. When Lord Chaitanya took up a stick and struck them, they became envious of him and began to hate him and harbor a desire for revenge. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, who was like a splendid divine lion when he chastised those averse to him.
Desham papa prashamanamati kandake magamasi loke shakshi pamavayasi yakke shavanyasa lingam lebhe loke padmavidisham pujaniyo varinyas tam chaitanyam kachavidahitam dandahastam smarami.
The Lord wanted to relieve those smart Brahmins of their offenses against him, and thus, in the town of Katwa, during the month of Magh, he accepted the order of sannyas from Keshava Bharati. Thus Lord Gauranga became supremely worshipable for all the most learned pundits in the world. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga who appeared with his head shaved, holding the sannyas staff.
Tyaktvagiham sajana sahitam shinavadvipa bhumo nityananda pranayavashaga krishna chaitanya chandra brahman brahman dagnamagamat chanti puram puram yas dham gaurangam vajajigamishavishtamutim smarami.
Conquered by love for Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya abandoned his home, wife, and mother and wandered throughout Bengal until he reached the town of Shantipur. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, whose deep desire it was to visit the holy Dham of Vrindavan.
Tatra nita chajita janani harsha shokakulasa viksham tatva katapaya diva palayamasa sunum Bhaktya yastad vidmanusaran chaita yatram chakara tam gaurangam brahmana kushalam nyasi rajam smarami.
After Lord Chaitanya's mother was brought to Shantipur, she became at once joyful and grief-stricken to see her son in the renounced order, and she fed and sheltered him there for a few days. Obeying his mother's orders with great devotion, Lord Chaitanya then went to Jagannath Puri. I meditate deeply upon that Lord Gauranga, whose wanderings made the whole land auspicious, and who is the king of all sannyasis.
Nityanando vibhada jagadananda damodaro cha lila gane padmanapuno datta sunu mukunda ete bhaktas chanana madupayena sardham pachelustham gaurangam panata patala prishta murtim smarami.
Lord Nityananda, the intelligent pundits Jagadananda and Damodar, and Mukundadat, whose skill in singing of Lord Krishna's pastimes was unsurpassed, were all deeply devoted to Lord Chaitanya and became just like bees imbibing the honey of his lotus feet. These devotees accompanied him on his journey to Puri. I meditate on that Lord Gauranga, whose divine form is so dear to his devotees.
Tyaktva Ganga tat janapadang chambulingam mahesham odhre deshe ramana vipane chira choram cha vikshya shri gopalam katak nagade yodadashatma rupam tam gaurangam sabajanapadam bhakta murtim smarami.
When the Lord left Bengal, which lies on the shores of the Ganges, he came to the ocean, an incarnation of Bhagavan. In the land of Orissa, which is filled with charming gardens, Lord Chaitanya saw the deity of Chirachura Gopinath, and in the town of Katwa he saw his form as Shakshi Gopal. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, who assumed the form of a devotee and thus became absorbed in devotional service to himself.
एकाम्राक्यी पुष्पतिवने रुद्रलिंगं प्रणम्य यातकापोतक शिवपुरं स्वस्य दंडं वहाय नित्यानन्दस्तुतदवसरे यस्य दंडं वभञ्जतं गौराङ्गं कपतमनुजं वक्तवक्तं स्मरामि.
In the forest of Kamra, which is sacred to Lord Shiva, Lord Gauranga bowed down with respect to Shiva's linga form. When Lord Chaitanya came to the town of Kapotaka, he put down his sannyas staff, and Lord Nityananda picked it up and broke it. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga who disguised himself as a human being and who is greatly devoted to his devotees.
Bhagne dande kapata kupatas tanvahayas varga eko nila chalapatapuram prapyatunam prabhuya baba visham padamamagamat krishna rupam vilokya tangorangam pudadavapusham yastadandam smarami.
When Lord Chaitanya's sannyas staff was broken, he feigned anger and left his associates. Walking quickly by himself, he soon arrived at Jagannath Puri, and when he saw the form of Lord Krishna in the temple, he was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. I meditate upon that golden Lord Gauranga who renounced his sannyas staff.
Bhavasvadar Pakata Samaye Sarvabhomasya Seva Tasyanartan Pakati Vapulanasa Yamasa Sarvan Tasman Yasya Prabhulakripaya Vaishnavo Bhutsachapi Tambedarta Pachadana Vidho Tattva Murtim Smarami.
As the Lord tasted the transcendental ecstasy of love for Krishna, Sarvabhomavatacharya rendered various services for him. That service obliterated all the impurities within Sarvabhauma's heart, and he soon became a pure devotee of Lord Chaitanya's great and all-powerful mercy. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, the personified form of truth in the exposition of Vedic philosophy.
Tatra Shidva Katipayadiva Dakshinatyam Jagama Komakshitri Gadavidahitam Vasudevam Chakara Ramanandi Vijayanagade Prema Sindhundadoyas Tam Gaurangam Janasukkadam Tirthamurtim Smarami.
Soon Lord Chaitanya traveled from Puri to South India. At Komakshetra he cured the leper Vasudev. And at Vijayanagara, he gave the ocean of pure love of Krishna to Ramananda Roy. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, who bestows the highest pleasure upon the living entities, and who is the personified form of all holy places.
Deshe deshe sujananachaye prema vistarayam yo ranga kshetre katipaya diva bhatta palyam avatsit bhattacharyan padamakripaya krishna bhaktam chakar tam gopala laya sukhanidhim gora murtim smarami.
Wherever Lord Chaitanya went in South India, he distributed pure love for Krishna. For some days he stayed at Rangakshetra, mercifully converting Vyankata Bhatta, his family, and all the local pundits to pure devotion for Krishna. I meditate upon that golden Lord Chaitanya, an ocean of happiness for the home of Gopal Bhatta.
Baudhan Jainan Bhajana Dahitan Tatva Vadatatangstra Mayavada Vridanipatatan Shudna Bhakti Pracharai Savangs Chaitan Bhajana Kushalan Yashchakaratma Shakya Vandeham Tam Bahumatadiyam Pavanam Goda Chandram.
As Lord Chaitanya preached the truth of pure devotion to Krishna, with his transcendental potency, he converted the Buddhists and Jains, atheists all, to love for Krishna. He also converted the Tattvavadis, along with those who had fallen into the deep lake of impersonalism, into auspicious pure devotees of Lord Krishna. I bow down with great respect to that Lord Gauranga, the purifier of the mental speculators.
Dattvanandam kalimalahadam dakshinatye bahisho nitva grando bhajana vishayo krishna dasena sardham alale shalaya patagato nila shailam yoyas dham gaurangam pramuditamatim bhakta palam smarami.
Thus to all the people of South India, Lord Chaitanya bestowed the divine bliss of pure devotion for Lord Krishna, which washes away all the impurities of the Kali age.
In the company of Krishna Das, the Lord then returned to Jagannath Puri via Alalanath, carrying with him the greatly valuable devotional books Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, who is so cheerful at heart and who protects his devotees.
Kashi Mishra Jidavadagrihe Shudna Chamikarabho Vasam Chakri Svajana Nikadaya Yaksvarupa Pradhanai Namanandam Sakalaksamaye Savajivaye Yodatam Gaurangam Svajana Sahitam Pullamurtim Smarami.
At Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya stayed at Kashi Mishra's house, and in the company of Swarup Damodar Goswami and his other associates, he ceaselessly gave everyone the spiritual bliss of chanting Lord Krishna's holy names. I meditate upon that cheerful and smiling Lord Gauranga, whose complexion shines with the luster of pure gold, and who is accompanied by his dear associates.
Nilageshe Vatamadagate Vaishnavayastaragri Nityan Gayan Hadigunaganam Plavayamasa Sarvan Vremnaudiyan Kachipatimukhan Sevakan Shudna Bhaktang Stangorangam Susaka Jaladim Bhava Murtim Smarami.
When Lord Jagannath mounted his enormous chariot, Lord Gauranga danced before him and chanted the glories of his divine qualities. Then the Lord drowned with his tears King Prataparudra and the other pure devotees of Orissa. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, an ocean of divine bliss and the personification of ecstatic love of God.
Odradeshad Nyogodam Simaya Mutkalasyak Hitvandro Bhashradandevas Tamsmarami Sachisutam.
The Lord left his Orissan devotees at the border and went to Bengal. I meditate upon that Lord Chaitanya, who is Bhagavan himself and also the transcendental son of Srimati Shachi Devi.
Srivasam Vasudevam cha Raghavam sasamandire Drishtva Shantipadam yato yastam gauram smaramyaham.
The Lord visited Vasudev Das, Srivas Thakur, and Raghava Pandit at their homes and then went to Shantipur. I meditate upon that Lord Gaur Sundar.
Sri Vidyanagadesh Gachan Vidyavachaspater Gaham Kuleyayam Nabandvipe Yoyo Yastam Maham Bhaje.
The Lord then went to Kuliagram in Navadvip, and then he paid a visit to the home of Vachaspati Das in Vidyanagar. I worship that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Vidnya rupo dvavadrajana yana labhya narena tam chaitanya prabhavada kripan dainya bhavada vapo devananda kuliya nagade yasya bhaktan papuja vande goram vibhanda vidusham shudna bhakte kalabhyam.
Because in Kuliagram, Devananda Das worshipped Lord Chaitanya's devotees with great humility, he obtained the Lord's mercy, which can't be bought with any amount of money, followers, beauty, or learning. I offer my most respectful prostrations before that golden Lord Chaitanya, whom one can attain only by purely serving his learned devotees, who are free from all impurities of material life.
Vrindaranye kshana kapitato gauda deshe prasutim drishtva snehad yavana kavalat sagrajam rupameva udritya udhram punadapayayo yakswatantrak paratma tam gaurangam asvajana tadane rishta chittam smarami.
On the pretext of going on pilgrimage to Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya lovingly visited his mother in Bengal and then saved Srila Rupa Goswami and his elder brother Sanatan from the devouring mouth of the Muslims. Thereafter, the Lord returned to Orissa. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, whose heart fills with joy when he rescues his devotees from Maya.
Sangam hitva bahubidaninam baddamekam grihitva yatram vrinda vanajidamati yaschakaratma tantra riksham vyagra prabhutika pasun madhihitvatma shaktya tam svanandai pasimati hadam koda chandram smarami.
As Lord Chaitanya passed through the Jarikan jungle, he made the tigers, bears, deer, and other wild animals drunk with transcendental ecstasy, inspiring them with his personal divine potency. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, who infused the minds of the animals with spiritual bliss.
Vrindaranye Giribadanadi Grama Rajiv Lokya Mpova Kridas Madana Bivisho Bhava Punja Mumoha Dasman Bandro Vajivipanitas Chalayamasa Yancha Tangorangam Nijajanabisham Dina Murtim Smarami.
When Lord Chaitanya arrived in Vrindavan and saw the many different villages, the Yamuna and Govardhan Hill, he became overwhelmed with ecstatic love by remembering the pastimes Lord Krishna had performed there, and he swooned in ecstasy. Seeing this, Balabhadra persuaded Lord Chaitanya to leave Vrindavan. I meditate on that Lord Gauranga who was devastated by divine ecstasy and who was submissive to the wishes of his pure devotees.
Bhava Visham Patipadamaho Vikshitam Bhagyavanto Mlecha Ketit Chubamati Balali Bhari Yat Pasadam Bhaktas Techa Panyavishaga Yat Pasadan Babuvas Tam Gaurangam Janimalaharam Shudnamutim Smarami.
When Lord Chaitanya fainted on the road in ecstasy, some fortunate Mohammedan saw him. The Lord purified their minds, and by His grace they all became pure devotees of Krishna, overwhelmed with love for the Lord. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, whose form is supremely pure and who takes away the impurities of a low birth.
Punye Ganga Tapanatanaya Sangame Tirtavarye Rupam Vidyam Padadasamayim Shikshayamasayovai Bremanam Gokulapadikatam Vallabhakyam Buddham Cha Tam Gaurangam Vasagudamanim Shastramurtim Smarami.
The Lord taught the most exalted mellows of divine love of God to Sri Rupa Goswami at the holy city of Prayag, where the Gandhis and Yamuna converge. Lord Chaitanya also imparted the knowledge of pure love for Krishna to the learned and wise Balabhacharya. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, who is the personification of the Vedas and the crest jewel of all teachers of transcendental rasas.
Kashi Chetri Rasvidahitan Kevaladvaita Pakshan Vremna Plavya Sajana Kapayaya Sturupa Gujaya Vishnu Bhakti Smriti Vidachane Sadhu Shaktim Vitari Bande Gauram Bhajana Vishaye Sadhakanam Gurundham.
By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's devotees, the dried-up Mayavadi philosophers at Banaras, who were without the nectar of transcendental mellows of love of God, were inundated with the nectar of pure love of Krishna by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There in Banaras, the Lord also empowered Srila Sanatan Goswami to write transcendental books on Lord Krishna's devotional service. I bow down with great respect to that Lord Gauranga, the spiritual master of all expert devotees.
Dik Gauranga Pranati Rahitan Shushkata Kadi Dugdhan Nityevam Vai Pachadavachanam Shankaranam Babhuva Nyashishanam Sadasi Mahatam Hyasya Pujata Dabutam Gaurangam Sasukamatananam Namurtim Smarami.
The former followers of Shankaracharya then began to exclaim, "To hell with those who fail to bow down to Lord Gauranga! To hell with those who are being burned by the dry logic of Mayavad philosophy!" Those great souls, the kings of all the sannyasis, then worshipped Lord Gauranga with great respect. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, who was overwhelmed with the agitation of transcendental bliss.
Brapya Chetram Punadapi Hari Bhakta Vargan Stutosha Ramananda Pramukasajanan Sarvabhum Adikanya Brema Lapai Haridasaparaya Yapi Yamasa Varshang Tangorangam Haridasakatasvadapurnam Smarami.
Upon his return to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya became very pleased and showered the nectarous description of pure love for Krishna and divine mellows upon Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhaumavatacharya, and the other devotees. I meditate deeply upon that Lord Gauranga who is absorbed in tasting the mellows of transcendental love for Krishna.
Yatpadabjam vidishivinutam vikshitum te mahanto vashe vashe vatapadikatogo dadeshatsamitya Pritim labhva manasi mahatim andre deshat samiyo gaudiyanam padamasudadantam yatindram smarami.
Every year at Rathayatra time, the great devotees from Bengal would go to Puri to see Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, which are glorified in the prayers of Lord Brahma and Shiva. Greatly satisfied at heart, they would then return to Bengal. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, the king of all sannyasis and the supreme friend of all the Bengali devotees.
Nirvinnanam vipralapatanam strishusambhasanangyat tattandoshat samatachakara rakshanatam ya isha doshat shundrat apilogaharim vajayitva mamodatam gorangam vimalachaditam sadhumutim smarami.
To protect the sannyasis among his followers from the many vices that come from conversing with women, the Lord rejoiced upon casting Chota Haridas out of his association for an apparently small offense. I meditate deeply upon that Lord Gauranga, whose acts are always free of fault and who personifies genuine saintliness.